From crash diets to fad diets, injections and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sono Bello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sono Bello is running a great special right now. Visit SonoBello.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E. That's SonoBello, SonoBello.com/bunny. If I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. What's up, guys? Don't forget to sub to Patreon so that you can see the visuals. Because not only do we have episodes of the podcast, we have exclusive content that nobody else sees on any other apps, behind the scenes, photo shoots, and we're dropping a whole bunch of surprising stuff this year. So if you guys don't want to miss out and you want to be the first to know, go over to our Patreon, www.dumbblondeunrated.com. Love ya. Is this thing on?
Bonnie, who used to be a former sex worker and now hosts the podcast Dumb Blonde.
Most little girls grow up wanting to be doctors and lawyers and shit. And I was like, I want to be super hot, make a lot of fucking money, and be a rock star's wife. That was my goal as a child. And here we are.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Dumb Blonde. Today, I have one of my favorite guests back on the podcast, and I'm so happy that he has blessed us with his presence again. Mr. Josh Wolf is in the house.
What's up?
What's up, baby?
Can I tell you, first of all, how excited I was to come back here? Our last conversation felt, you know, there was a point in time where I forgot I was sitting in front of a microphone and there were lights. Like, it was a legit, straight up talk. There aren't very many of those where you forget that you're performing, but
you're on air.
Yeah. And yeah. So it was fantastic. But new beautiful studio. I stroked your furry wall.
Yeah, thank you for the compliments, by the way, because I really try to create a safe space for everybody to just come and hang and, you know, talk their shit. But
well, it's because you're so brutally honest and authentic. Mm-mm. That you
do you want to make out, Josh?
Can we just lock that?
Yeah, lock the door over there. Turn the lights down low, baby.
But you
Let's
know,
go.
But that's you have to be that with you, because I feel like if someone came in wearing a mask, you would be like, what are you?
I'll break it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing? This is not what this is for.
I appreciate
that. Yeah, absolutely.
But back to the furry wall. So Josh walks in and the first thing he does is he goes, oh, I love this furry wall. And he starts stroking it. And I'm like, okay, dude's high.
Yeah.
And he's like, I did mushrooms last night. Take me on this journey.
Well, you know, I like a drug or
yes,
two.
Yes.
And I'm not somebody that dabbles in it. Like yeah. I've never been a guy who's like, let's have a drink.
Right.
I don't know what the point of that is. Mm-hmm. We getting fucked up.
Yeah. I'll get like fucked up with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. That's yeah, exactly. And so he actually told me once, Jelly told me once, he was like, you're the only dude where I've questioned, do I really want to do mushrooms with this guy?
Oh.
Because I like to just take them.
Yeah.
All of them. Who goes home with drugs?
No. And that's how my husband is too. But sometimes he has a limit. So when it comes to hallucinogenics, he definitely has a limit.
Last night, I ate mushrooms on stage.
You're a fucking savage.
I fucking love it.
How? There's so many people around, don't you? Doesn't it like...
Yeah, but I love the tightrope feeling.
Right. Okay.
I've done it for a long time. So, you know, sometimes I'm like, let's see what happens.
Right.
Do you know what's the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah,
I make an
trip.
Asshole of myself.
Yeah.
That's happened every day of my life.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So what? Right. So, but you know what mushrooms recently have done for me? Like I will take them. And sometimes I take them and I like to actually be by myself.
Which I think is crazy because they normally say when you trip, and I don't know a lot about mushrooms. I know I dabbled in them and we'll talk about that too. But when you take mushrooms, don't they say that you need like a trip buddy?
I mean, sure.
He's like, ish.
I guess. But sometimes I take them just to, I don't know, have conversations with myself.
Yeah.
There were two trips. Yo. That changed so many things with me.
Yeah.
One, I took them. So I'll take them. I'll go to my hotel room. I'll turn off all the lights and I get under the covers.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to solve problems with myself.
Yeah.
And one, I was on a little trip under my covers and I feel like I was under there for like 30, 35 minutes. And then I got out from under the covers and I said out loud, I forgive you. I was talking to people who I felt like, when I was younger, I used to hold on to this person did me wrong or this, but they're not thinking about you.
Yeah.
The only person you're weighing down is yourself with that shit, right?
Yeah.
And I said out loud, I forgive you and I hope you all forgive me. So forever, whoever thought that I wronged them, I just wanted a clean slate and know that I forgive you. Mm-hmm. And I woke up the next morning feeling lighter. I was like, there's something off my plate here.
Yeah.
Right. And so I kept diving back down this other time.
Cause you've been just for a point of perspective, yeah. Josh, you came on the podcast, what, like 2 years ago?
Probably.
Okay. And if you guys want to recircle back to listen to that podcast, it's a Josh Wolf podcast. It's amazing, but you can hear more of his story. But in that podcast, you were talking about how you were just starting to dabble in shrooms,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So you've evolved from just dabbling to full on having tent sessions under your blankets.
That's the name of my next album, the Josh Wolf, the tent sessions.
Underneath your fucking blankets.
The next thing that happened.
Yeah.
So I was a dude at one point in my life who could get the ball up to the 10-yard line. I was really good at it. But there was something in me that didn't feel like I was good enough or deserved to take it to the goal line.
Yeah.
And one tent session.
You're forever going to call it a tent session. like you're doing peyote in the forest.
One of the tent sessions, I started arguing with that part of me.
Nice.
And I ended up leaving the tent session saying, I don't fucking need you anymore.
Was it like an ego death almost?
Yeah, whatever it is, whatever it was, fear of success, fear of failure, whatever it was, fear of putting my best foot forward because then people were actually going to judge me. Yeah. Whatever that was, I said out loud, I don't need you anymore. However I picked that up, wherever I picked that up, I don't want to see you ever again. Whatever, and I was speaking to it like it was an entity. And the next day, different person. I've changed so much in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Like.
You seem a lot happier.
I'm so happy.
And peaceful. I feel like a peacefulness on you.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the craziest thing that has happened to me.
Okay.
I don't know how. I was in Austin, Texas. I got off the plane and I just started to feel angry. Mm. I'm not an angry dude. In my rental car, punching the roof of my car angry.
Oh my
my gosh.
I get to the hotel room. No drugs. And I'm in bed and I'm just angry. So I say out loud at one point, hey, because I've heard about this stuff. And, you know, I'd had somebody tell me, you meet a lot of people, you probably pick up energies. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
So I was like, I just said out loud, hey, if there's something in me, on me, please leave.
Yeah.
And it was almost felt like I felt something, okay, grip onto me.
Wow.
So then I was like, I said it out loud again because I'm not this dude. I was right. Like, hey, kind of joking. You can leave me now.
Right.
I ended up, oh, this was the craziest thing. I was pushing down my arm and flicking. I felt like there was something in, like I was physically wrestling with something that was in me. And I was trying to flick it out of my, at one point I had ordered pizza before all this stuff happened. And I'm in
angry
my room.
Pizza order.
I'm screaming, get the fuck. I'm arguing with this thing.
And you're not tripping. This
not
is just
tripping.
Sober. Okay.
And like at one point, like I made this noise. I don't make noises, like a growly deep. And I was like, oh fuck. And I'm screaming and I hear this pounding. I'm like, get out of here. Yeah. And then I just heard pizza and I was like, sorry.
BRB, yeah. Spirit.
I was like, leave it by the front door. I'm arguing with a demon. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but I'm flicking, flicking, flicking. Get out, flick. I'm sweating, bunny.
Oh my goodness.
And I just fell back in my bed, pool of sweat. I felt a little lighter, but still felt dark in the room. And then about 45 minutes, I shot up like it had jumped back into me. This is the 2 years of just clarity and almost like cleansing myself. And I was like arguing with this fucking thing again, pushing it out of my body, flicking my fingers. And then it felt like somebody turned on the lights in the room and that like it was still.
Wow.
And I felt peace.
Wow.
And all of these things, I don't know whether it's whatever was inside of me that I didn't feel good about myself, but I have pushed all of it out of my body because it doesn't serve me.
Right.
And when I look at what I have, I've stopped looking at what I don't have.
Right.
Which is what I think a lot of us do. Mm-hmm. You get mired in what you don't have.
Yes.
And you know what I have? I have a fucking beautiful wife.
She is a baddie, you guys.
And just
a sweet human.
The kindest person.
Yeah.
I have three great kids. I have two parents who are still alive and married. I have three great brothers. I have a great family. I get to do what I've always dreamed of doing.
Yeah.
And so like, it's been perspective over these 2 years where I'm like, I'm never thinking about what I don't have ever again.
Yes.
Because I have so much.
That's amazing.
Yeah, dude, and when I saw you 2 years ago, I was sicker than I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So I remember when you had came on the podcast, even Mimi and I had said, I was like, man, he just doesn't look like he feels good. And then I went home and I told Jay, I was like, hey, is Josh okay? You know, and he's like, yeah, I think so.
145 pounds is what I weigh.
Yeah, you were tiny. I remember the color of your skin, though. I even told Jay, I was like, he's kind of like gray.
Yeah.
I was like, is he okay? And he's like, I think he's doing a new diet or something. You know how guys are. Guys are always like trying to make excuses. He's on a diet, bitch. Don't ask questions.
Can I tell you, it's such a great thing. Women are in for details.
Yeah.
Like my oldest son proposed to his girl, right? Aww. And he told me.
Yeah.
And so Beth goes, how did he do it? I go, I don't know. She goes, what does the ring look like? I'm like, she said, these are details. I'm like, what? I just needed the headline.
Yeah.
And Jay is the same way. Yes. He was like, I didn't ask.
Yeah.
I had this really severe mercury poisoning.
Oh my God.
It was COVID, right? So I had cracked a tooth and I'm an old dude. So we have silver fillings.
Right.
And I swallowed the filling.
Oh my God. New fear unlocked.
So like when I did some research, I was like, well, it's COVID. I'm not going to, like, nobody's taking appointments and I'll be fine. But it turns out the mercury, it fucked me up.
Wow. So you had a filling, you swallowed it.
Cracked the tooth, swallowed half of it. So not only was I eating half of it, but the other half was just constantly draining into my,
ooh.
And it just fucked me up.
Wow. And how did you find out that it was the mercury?
First of all, I was like, I told my dentist, I'm like, I should probably come in. He was like, what's going on? And I told him, he was like, dude, you need to be here tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
You need to be here tomorrow. We need to get out of your mouth tomorrow. And so he said, you need to go get your mercury levels tested too. And I went and the doctor was like, yeah. Do you just suck on tuna fish all day?
Oh.
Like what? What are you doing?
Tuna fish enemas.
Yeah. Yeah. And so like, he was like, yeah, you need to get this out of your body. But I feel
Golly.
Better and like.
No, your coloring is awesome.
I look at pictures from that time and I'm like, oh, this dude. When people were like white as wolf. Look like he's got a foot in the grave. I was like, what are you talking about? And now I look back, I'm like, yikesies.
Golly, though. Thankfully that you fucking found out that it was that. Because most people go for testing all the time and they can't figure out what's wrong with them. So the fact that they pinpointed that it was mercury immediately, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. I'm glad that I don't look like a Tom Hanksy Philadelphia. But it wasn't great.
No, you definitely didn't look like you were feeling good. But I'm so happy to hear about this awakening and just this health kick that you're doing now. And like, so what has changed in the past 2 years, though, comedy wise? You've brought like your son in.
Everything.
And let's talk about it.
So it's been my favorite 2 years of my career.
Yeah.
When I let go of all that stuff and about what I didn't have and what I do have, the universe rewards you.
Abundantly.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I've had to change my way of looking because I'm the same way. I'm always working towards the next goal.
Right.
And I this year have literally had to sit back and kind of reassess a lot of things. And I've started meditating and doing all that shit. And it's helped so much. But when you appreciate what's already here and you don't want for anything else, the universe just starts fucking throwing shit your way.
Crazy. That
like almost instantly.
The word abundance that you used.
Mm-hmm.
Was that purposeful?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
because thinking of abundance as opposed to scarcity.
Right.
That's what you're inviting in.
Yeah.
But absolutely. When you're constantly worried about like, is money going to come in or it's not?
No.
You're not letting it.
You're blocking your blessings by doing that. Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about the meditation. Do you meditate on things? Do you go in with a purpose?
Mm-mm.
You just sit and...
So I know you're supposed to like set an intention and have a reason for meditating. I'm new to it. I've literally been doing it probably... This is going into my second month. I suffer from severe anxiety and I have, you know, depression and stuff like that. So I guess my intent every time I sit down is to be able to get through the day without fucking having panic attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So when I sit down, I visualize. I'm a visualizer. I visualize breathing in and I visualize blowing out color. And when I blow out, it's like if I'm having anxiety, I blow out red glitter and then I keep meditating and breathing until the glitter goes like white, you know? And
that's
so I can,
amazing.
But it really works. And like, I've been trying to tell people, I tell everybody, I'm like, you guys got to fucking meditate, bitches, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Literally, I'm trying to preach it to people because I didn't believe it at first. And it really does fucking work. And for somebody like me who literally, it's a battle to get through the day with the fucking shit that I have, meditation has really helped so much with that.
That's amazing. I have such a hard time not falling asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm going to meditate.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I guess when you're as amped up as I am, I'm literally fight or flight all day long.
Yeah.
It's like, I need that break to fucking be able to come down and feel not low, but relaxed, I guess you could say. So yeah, no, I love meditating.
My meditation, I think, like I take a morning walk with my dog every morning.
Yeah.
I think that feels more like...
That's grounding.
You're going outside
in nature and just grounding, feeling the air.
Can I tell you how much I love Vegas?
Oh, Vegas is so cool, right?
Okay, so you moved.
You were living in Nashville last time you were here?
We were living in Nashville.
And then you moved to Vegas
What nobody tells you when you move to Nashville is how shitty the weather is.
It is so fucking depressing.
What the fuck? It's not in the brochure.
No.
It's like, come to Nashville. Everybody is so nice.
I never had depression until I moved to Nashville.
There's no sunshine.
No sunshine, fucking allergies up the wazoo. Like, it's really bad.
So in the
beautiful state,
beautiful. They complain about people moving here. Just put the weather forecast. Nobody's going to fucking come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, by the way, on the same day, it's going to snow, hail,
sleet.
Yeah. And then a tornado's coming through and then it'll be sunny by 5. You're like, what?
And then you get 45 minutes of sunshine
because
with clouds.
I don't know about you. I was expecting, when I hear Nashville, I'm like, oh, that's the South.
Mm-hmm.
It's Midwest weather.
Yeah. No, it's terrible.
Straight up.
That has a lot to do with my mental health, too. That's why I'm always traveling. When I travel, I'm fine. You ask my friends. Like, literally, as soon as I get out of here, if I'm in Vegas for 2 days, I'm like, God, I feel so much better.
Beth was the same way.
Wow.
When she was here, she was like, I'm just blue.
Oh.
She was like, I'm just down.
Yeah.
We get to Vegas. She was like, I fucking love it here.
The sunshine, the desert,
all sunshine.
Yep. The food.
Yo, this is how I know I'm getting older. When people are like, how's Vegas? I'm like, the food's great.
Yeah.
They have really good food there.
Yeah, save the buffets. Everything is great, man.
Oh, the best steaks. I will tell you one thing about Vegas that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Is the cricket grasshopper situation.
Oh, yeah. No, they're out there.
That's
it's
legit.
A plague.
That it full. It's like, or is the world
and
about to end?
And locusts. Wait till the locusts come out.
By the way, what I hate the most about those creatures is how dumb they are. They just fly right into your
they don't
fucking
give a fuck.
Face.
It's a fucking suicide mission every time.
Yeah, <really?
laughs> literally.
They're wearing those little Japanese,
literally.
Were you there the year? Because I heard there was a year where it was like, mm-hmm. you looked up in the sky.
Yeah, and it was bad. Blanketed.
It was just blanketed. Mm-hmm. And that I heard a casino was like, you know, when the doors would open automatically.
Yes.
Thousands of these bugs would just fly mm-hmm. in.
Yep.
Were you there during that apocalyptic?
Yes. I lived through the apocalypse of Vegas. So I didn't leave Vegas until 2017-ish.
Oh,
and then that's when I came to Nashville. But we just bought a house in Vegas. Yeah, we bought a house in Vegas last year. So now we have a house out there.
Yo, that's right near where we... So
wow.
We got a house. We wanted to see where we wanted to live.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I knew, I'm like, this is the spot. I said, hey, babe, let's rent for a year and decide. We don't know anything about Vegas.
So
right?
Smart. Yeah.
She found a 5-bedroom, never lived in before, 3,200 square foot house.
Yeah.
For $3,000 a month.
Yeah. That's Vegas. Like, yes.
This is the spot where we need to be.
Oh, yeah. Same. Baby, Josh and his wife literally live by. Daddy just walked in.
Yeah.
Josh came in stroking the.
See you, dude. You look like a nice. Yeah, you look good, dude.
He's getting buff. Yeah, baby. What's that?
What are y'all talking about? Vegas life?
Well,
I figured that didn't take long. With that Vegas shit.
Well, Josh was talking about his shroom trip
last night, man.
Oh, every time I've ever seen
him. Yeah. So maybe remember last time.
I don't know Josh not to do much.
Remember last time Josh was here, how I said he looked sick? He had fucking mercury poisoning.
That was what it was, man. You remember when you were like, dude, you just like thin legs with a couple abs?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I was sick, man, but feeling so much better now, dude. Like feeling.
Doesn't he look so much better, too?
I took a bunch of mushrooms last night.
You know how that goes. He came in and immediately started stroking the furry wall.
I was.
Are you good?
Yo, dude.
I just didn't want to not see my friend.
Yeah.
Like,
for what it's worth, I never come over here.
Yeah,
I
ever.
I've been here for 3 times. 3 people ever have been here that I'm like, all right, I gotta come see him.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that record you put up on the wall at Zany's is so dope, dude?
Oh, dude.
That is so cool. I was just saying that it was the most emotion mm-hmm. I had ever seen someone get out of a crowd from singing a song. Like, it was 300 people crying. It was 300 people crying.
Yes.
It was such an emotional, special moment. And because it was the first time you had done it in front of a crowd, I felt like that emotion came straight out of you.
Oh, man. I was emotional.
Into them.
Yes.
No. Yeah, dude. That was spectacular.
I watched this song change my life.
Yeah.
But had yet to experience it. You know what I mean?
Dude, there were.
I had like seen this song. Like changing my life, but I had yet to like experienced that, you know, because of the pandemic.
Josh was saying that literally watching the growth in the past 2 years since that moment has just been phenomenal. He's
dude.
Like, people come up to him now and they're like, so that Jelly Roll guy, and he's like, I've been fucking telling you.
Yeah. I was like, you weren't listening before. But yeah, man, it's been so inspirational, even at my old age, dude, right? To see two people being exactly who they are. And being exactly who they are, and I'm sure coming up, having everybody be like, you can't be this dude and be successful. You can't be this woman and be successful. And the two of you definitely can't be together and be America's sweethearts. And you guys were both like, eat my...
And now he's a country singer, Josh.
Yeah, dude, but now he's wearing...
I married a fucking rapper.
You knew I was country.
But, I mean, but I thought we were hip-hop for life.
Can I tell you the biggest change?
She was like, that was good.
Yeehaw!
That's my marriage in a nutshell right there.
I mean, we have the, Beth and I have a lot of the same.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, because this is what I found for Beth and I, that a lot of people are like, how do you do it being apart?
How do you do it being together every day?
Yeah. Do you know what being apart does? It reminds me how much I like you.
Absolutely. And the fact that you guys can be your own people away from each other and then come together and be your own people, like, that speaks volumes. That's a healthy marriage.
I think so, too. Like, I look at people who have to be, no judgment, I guess.
Yeah, none.
But who have to be together all the time.
I can't do it.
That doesn't seem healthy to me.
Mm-mm. Like, it's codependent.
Isn't it important to you to be your own person within the relationship?
Absolutely, yes.
And for me, one of the things that I love the most about Beth is that she doesn't need me, that she right. is a confident human being mm-hmm. away from me.
Absolutely.
This is all positive. This is how I knew that we were going to last, because I was like, oh, she didn't. I don't. When I'm on the road, I don't feel like I need to call her six times a day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no.
I know she's good.
There's literally days that I don't talk to Jay until, almost, like, especially on tour, if I'm not with him, I won't hear from him till midnight.
Yeah.
And when he calls me, this is what he says: baby, I love you. I was just thinking about you. I've had a really long day where I've had to talk to people all day. Love you, baby. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And literally, that's how we are. And, like, if I'm doing a podcast run and I've talked to, like, fucking six people in a day, he'll call me and I'll be like, baby, I am just decompressing. And he'll be like, cool, call me when you can. And, you know, like, we give each other that space. You have to be able to have space but still have that connection. And I think that's, like, a best friend thing.
Did you
know?
Come into the relationship with that skill set?
No, fuck no. I had to learn it. I came from a very abusive relationship.
Yep.
So I had a lot of baggage I had to unpack, where I don't want to say super jealous, but I was just, like, very controlling. I needed to know everything, every detail, what was going on, you know. And Jay and I ended up splitting in 2018 because he had an affair for almost like a year behind mm-hmm. my back. And that really taught me a lot. Like, instead of me blaming my husband, like, oh, it's all your fault, I had to look within and be like, okay, what am I doing wrong that this has happened? And so it was pretty much like an ego death for me, too. I had to read, and him, too. And we have just grown tremendously from it. And we're each other's best friends. And, you know, it's just cool. We have a cool thing.
Can I ask what I'm sure you did your own work,
mm-hmm.
but what did he do to help reassure you to be comfortable and confident in the relationship?
For 2 years, he went through hell with me after the affair, where I literally fucking did not trust him. I mean, I would fucking yell, scream. I don't even raise my voice in our house anymore. I think in the past 3 years, I've raised my voice. Never. I can't even think of one time. Like, we don't yell at each other anymore. We mm-hmm. talk. You know, he had a lot of toxic traits, too, that he had came in with. So we literally had to help each other unpack baggage. But, you know, that 2 years, he went to a lot of therapy and he had a lot of patience and a lot of just like, baby, I'm here for you. I love you. You know, what I did was wrong. And anytime I had a problem with it, if I felt insecure, he would correct it. He wouldn't yell at me. He wouldn't get mad at me. It was just a lot of love. He really healed me with a lot of love. Like, he's like, yes, I know I fucked up, but I'm going to let you get it out and get over it. And I'm going to reassure you every time you need me to. And that's exactly what he did. And then there was one day that I just never even thought about it anymore.
I find your husband, and it's one of the reasons that And not just why I like him, but why I think a lot of people like him. This is going to sound so basic. He's one of the most human people I've ever met.
He is. I always say he's an angel on earth.
He's so present. You know, there are some people, you know,
he's self-aware.
But also when he's speaking to you, mm-hmm. he really makes you feel like, yo, there's nobody else in the world. It's me and you right now.
Yeah.
It's such a comforting feeling for someone to be that present when they're speaking to you, because most people aren't.
Well, he zeroes in. Jay is the type of guy who moves and speaks with intention.
Yep.
So if he gives you 5 minutes of his time, it's because he intentionally wants to be there and wants to know what you have to say. And even though it might only be 5 minutes, yeah. you've got your 5 minutes, you know? And that's what I love about my husband is he doesn't shuck people. It's not a facade. Literally, yeah. what you see is what you get.
It's, and you know, he said something to me. It's funny that, and this, he said to me when I texted him one day and he showed up at Zany's and he was like, hey, I don't text anybody.
He doesn't.
And I said to him, I don't sweat that shit.
Yeah.
And he said, we're going to be good friends.
No.
I was like, because, you know, people have their own life.
Yeah.
And one thing that also in these last couple of years that you have no control over how anybody reacts to you or how they feel about you, how they receive your joke, how they receive your song, how they receive your podcast. All you can do is what you like.
Yeah, exactly.
And then how they react is 100% up to them. You know, I have some friends and some people that, you know, I'm not going to mention on the pod, mm-hmm. but that it bothered me that we weren't what I would consider friends anymore.
Mm.
But then I was just like, yo, people are in your life in different chapters.
Yeah. Literally, we were just talking about that. I said, literally, life is a highway and you're driving down yeah. it and people are going to hop on and hop off.
People who are successful can keep going to the next chapter.
Yeah.
And not live. Yo, we all know people who, when you see them, they talk about high school.
Yeah.
They're stuck in that yeah. chapter.
I call them Al Bundys.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, the Bundys are stuck in that chapter. Yeah. And so their life doesn't progress. Mm-mm. But when you look at it not as a death, it's not a funeral. That was a part of your life. Yeah. This is now a different part of your life. And so you mourn like that person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like you've done that thing that person did to you, not mm-hmm. did to, but
right.
you're that person in somebody else's book.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And so like, when you start to let go of all that stuff, it's
freeing.
Oh my.
It's freeing. God. And I'm learning that too, because, you know, I love people so much. And yeah. when I bring them close to me, if like, you know, something goes wrong or we have a bad falling out, I'm like, I personally take that on. And I'm like, how, you know, like, how did this happen? And I always try to like figure it out, and I'm learning it's a process, but you have to just let go.
Did you like, so because you do, it's such a crazy combination of somebody with a seemingly tough exterior.
Mm.
So is that tough exterior the safety net, like the thing that you used? Because you're also a very sensitive, if you're taking other people's stuff on.
Oh, yeah.
Did you put do you think that toughness comes from like, I can't let anyone see what I'm taking on or what I'm feeling?
Well, I was in an I had a really abusive childhood. I had a stepmother who, if she beat me and I cried, it was, what are you crying for? Don't fucking cry. You don't cry in this house. So I had to learn how to mask how I felt even as a child. So when I did leave home at 14 and I was on the streets, the only big badass that I had was me. So it was like, I had to protect myself, and I couldn't, if you show vulnerability on the street, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, especially at 14, people would eat you alive, you know? So I think it's always something that I've taken through life, but I'm also not a pushover either. So yeah. it's like,
no,
you know, yeah. so yeah. it's like, yeah. you know, it's like, I don't know if it's more of like a mask or if it's a part of me just, you know, I don't let people in so easily, you know? And it's like, you have to work to get to know me, but it's like, once you're in. And I think that's why I get so hurt when people get close to me and like something happens, because I'm like, ah, damn.
Yeah.
We've been through some shit.
Yeah.
You know, but enough about me.
I have one more question
okay.
for you.
You know what, Josh, are you interviewing me or what's going on here?
I'm super curious about this.
Yeah, go ahead.
So as having being on this Street at 14, mm-hmm. abusive stepmom. Mm-hmm. Were you nervous about being a mom?
Oh, I never wanted kids. I never wanted kids.
Was that because of your experience?
I'm not sure, because ever since I was a little girl, I always remember saying, I want to be a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a business. I never wanted the white picket fence. I never thought about having a husband. Like, I never thought about any of that. It was always just me wanting to fucking be hot and make money and be on my own. And that's literally what I did. I literally have manifested my life. And actually, I'm lying. Whenever I was a kid, I always said I wanted to be Tawny Catane and I wanted to have a rock star husband.
Come on, dude. One of the best music videos of literally. Is that the sexiest? You know who else? Tawny Catane and Bobby Brown from Cherry Pie.
Yes. Yes. Bobby Brown was so hot, dude.
We saw Warrant in San Antonio.
Oh my gosh.
It was Warrant, Firehouse, and I forget the other, Trickster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow.
So that
was
the
tour. What
a
blast from the past.
And so at the end of the Warrant closed it out.
Yeah.
And what was his name? Janie Lane? I think it was
the lead singer. Yeah.
He goes, hey, everybody, sang the song. He goes, let's go watch my girlfriend Bobby Brown strip at PT's. It was in San Antonio. You've never seen people run out of
she was hot.
Oh,
dude. She was beautiful.
My God.
A gorgeous fucking blonde bombshell.
That Cherry Pie video.
Yeah. Was like, I mean, just iconic.
Yeah.
She was Pamela before Pamela was Pamela.
Did you watch that documentary?
I did. And you know what? I've always loved Pam.
Me too.
Pam has always been my bitch. But I feel like that documentary finally got to show people how women in the industry are used and abused.
Yeah.
And you know, it's sad because she's one of the most iconic women in the world, but yet she's fucking got paid what? So how much did she get paid for Baywatch? I forget. It was like $40,000 or something.
Nothing.
Like, just crazy.
I was blown away, and I had never thought of this, by how the sex tape was kind of good for Tommy.
But wasn't for her.
But drowned her career.
Yeah. No, it was just very sad. It was a different time in the world.
Yeah.
You know, because nowadays it would have catapulted her, you know, whereas back then, now it's, you know, we're learning that it literally just suffocated her.
Crazy. And I'm friends with Brittany, Tommy's new wife. And what a wonderful woman she is. And
I
super
love Brittany. Yeah, I've talked to her.
Super funny.
Yeah, she's like, hilarious.
Really creative.
I think she's perfect for him, too.
But I was... As I watched that, because I know Brittany and I don't know Pam,
mm-hmm.
all I was thinking was, if I'm Brittany watching this, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it was part
hurtful.
Of it was a love letter to Tommy.
Yeah, a lot of it was hurtful.
It's such a fascinating, everybody's business, it's a different time.
Yeah.
Everybody's business is on the fucking table right now.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Everybody's trying to expose everybody, which I think is fucking weird.
Or expose themselves.
Yeah.
You know the difference, like, people now.
Can you get me an ice thing? I'm, like, hot for some reason. Can we turn this fan on? I think you asking me questions got my anxiety going. I get nervous. I got put on the hot seat.
I find you're a very fascinating person.
I appreciate that.
Like, you're both you and Jay are, like, there's so many layers.
I'm not used to people questioning me, so I like, woo. I was like, wow.
Yeah, no.
And I know it came from a loving place, but that's how bad my mental health is. Is like, I get anxiety so easily. It's crazy.
Do you, if I ask you a question, is that?
You're fine. I'm going to have to work through it.
Is the anxiety like you're going to say the wrong answer?
No, I don't know where it comes from. What would you say, Mimi? Sorry.
I honestly don't know. I'm heavy. Listening to her life story a couple times and she's tried saying it.
Yeah. And I always get like real, I don't know if it's like triggering just from, I don't know.
I'm
sorry that your podcast has turned into my
but you're such an inspirational.
I'm over here for Klimt.
Yeah,
because when I talk about it, I just get so like, oh, it's crazy. I get like out of my body.
I will tell you, I'm 100% positive that not if it's inspirational for me, that there are people who had similar backgrounds who find solace and like can be like, I can do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure. So, and I don't really talk about my life story. I haven't talked about it yet. We're actually WME is working on a book deal for me right now to do that. So when I do get to share like moments of my life, I think I just get like, I don't know, like overwhelmed because it's like you have to think back. I don't know. It's like a therapy thing. I need to work. Maybe I need to do some mushrooms.
Some mushrooms? Get in the tent.
So I tried to.
Why don't you get. Where's your tent session?
Get in the tent, bitch. You need a shirt that says get in the tent. The tent. Like literally. That is so funny.
Get in the tent.
We all know there are things in life you have to compromise on, like going out instead of staying in or eating fast food instead of cooking at home. But when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now or they take your slightly sketchy insurance. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist, and these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. I know the next time I need a doctor, I'm definitely logging on to ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E, and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E, ZocDoc.com/bunny. From crash diets to fad diets, injections and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sono Bello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sono Bello is running a great special right now. Visit SonoBello.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E. That's SonoBello, SonoBello.com/bunny.
I tried to do mushrooms, but so after I saw you, remember I was taking all those vitamins I overdosed on B12 and vitamin D.
What?
And fucking ended up having to go to the hospital. Yes. And then I was microdosing and the fucking mushrooms like made me super depressed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, I never heard the super depressed mushroom thing.
Isn't
like
that
they cuz they use them for depression.
Right.
What was it? Did it make you get real introspective?
I don't know. I don't know if it was because I was on so many supplements at time and it just like didn't mix with it or what, but it was just, it was not a good concoction.
Yeah, you catapulted her into like a depression.
Yeah.
For sure.
We,
yeah, it was bad. I mean, it had that same effect on you too, didn't it?
Yeah, like but I also smoked a lot of weed with it. Which I don't feel like that was the issue, but yeah, like I was trying microdosing too for like a while, like much longer than her, and like I feel like my depression almost got worse. Like I got into a really dark place, and I don't know if maybe I should have worked through the dark place so I could come out on the other end of it. But
has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I've done it enough where I am at a point where I'll say I don't want to think about that anymore. Let's think about it. Last night in my room in the tent, there were times where I closed my eyes and I was seeing some real dark shit.
Mm.
And I would open my eyes and just say out loud, I don't want to look at that anymore. Show me something else.
Aww.
I've never tripped though. Like I've never done that.
This was borderline trip. Okay. But you know, one of the things that I really have started to believe is that my brain is not in control of me.
It's not.
I'm in control of my brain.
Absolutely. And so, I think that's what I have to learn.
I will say out loud, I don't want to think about that anymore.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to think about something fun.
So my new thing is whenever I, like, normally if I'm not in front of people and I'm starting to have
this
a panic.
It's so funny to watch you
rub
the Fiji bottle.
You guys, I'm having a full-on panic attack. I'm feeling better, though. Yeah. But so what I do whenever I do feel an anxiety attack coming on in my brain, I say change.
That's it.
And I've been trying to, every time that happens, I say change. And I feel like now that I've been doing it, it comes on like harder. It's like my body's like, oh yeah, okay, well, we're going to do this. And it's like, so now I'm like navigating through these panic attacks, but I'm still like trying to rewire my brain.
Yeah.
Without any hallucinogenics though. So
yeah, it's hard. That's the uphill climb right there. Yeah. Yeah. The hallucinogenics have really been my...
Maybe I just need to try shrooms again. I won't do acid, but maybe
So Jacob and I have been touring some.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Jacob, one day we were in Portland, and he said to me, he goes, hey, you want to do some acid this afternoon? And I was like, yeah, okay. And he and I just walked around the city. I would tell you, I have a close relationship with all three of my kids.
It's different
with all of them, you know?
You guys want to hear the backstory about him and his children, go listen to the other episode.
But Jacob touring with me has reinvigorated. It's just me and him out. We do two-man show.
I love it. And he's a funny motherfucker, dude.
He's funny.
I mean, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Can I tell you one of the big... So we on the meet and greet after the show, I figured out, oh, he's got fans. When we were in Australia,
mm-hmm.
we had a sold-out tour of Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
He was getting standing ovations when he walked on the stage. And I was like, I'm not getting standing ovations. And then my meet and greet line was like the soccer moms, and his meet and greet line was just like this young, hot, cool. And I'm like, what?
You're like, can we switch?
Yeah. What is happening?
You guys are really here for me.
Yeah. It's so crazy. But it has changed my entire, and then, you know, I like to torture him, mm-hmm. so I don't let him get his own hotel room.
Yeah.
It's just, I've named the tour One Room, Two Beds. he hates it. We'll get in the room and he'll sit on his bed and go,
Why won't you let him get his own room?
I like to torture him.
Yeah. Well, that, and you can also keep a good eye on him.
Yes. And I'll say to him, I'll go, dude, he was like, I just need my own room. I'm like, I told him, you can jerk off in the bathroom when I'm here. He was like, I don't want to talk about this with you. And I'm like, what do you think I'm doing in there for so long? He was like, I don't want to talk about this with you. So whenever I go into the bathroom, right before I go in, I'll say, maybe I'm jerking off, maybe I'm not.
I think having Josh Wolf for a dad would be fucking amazing.
He fucking hates it. He's like, don't talk about that. I'm like, too late.
Did he get into comedy?
You know what's funny is...
I mean, besides the obvious, but I mean, not everybody's a funny motherfucker, you know, and has delivery.
I think he likes... at first just started just me and him on stage doing Q&A. And then one day I said, hey, go on stage. Oh, let's open up the show. And I say out loud, you know, my dad's been telling embarrassing stories about me my whole life. You want to hear a couple about him? Because nobody tells embarrassing stories about me.
Right.
And I was like, and then just... tell the worst ones, you know. And he did it one night and he just crushed. And I asked him, I go, you want to do this? It could just be me and you on the road. We don't need anybody else. You open with those. And I said, do you ever want to do this by yourself? He's like, no, I like traveling with you. I'm not sure if this is what I want to do by myself. But the tandem of it has been so... Here's what... He opens the show. I do like an hour of stand-up. We do like 15 minutes of Q&A. And then I do some guitar.
And I love your songs.
Do you know what else I've been doing? Gibson has been very good to me. I get a guitar at the beginning of every show and I give it, assign it, and I give it away at the end of every show.
Aww.
And last night we gave it, Bunny, I almost cried on stage. Mm. Last night at the show, there was this kid who was on the spectrum. And his mother had told me he hasn't been out of the house in years. But... he heard you were coming to town. So he's been gearing up because he doesn't like people and being around people. And
I feel him.
Yeah. But he was like super nervous. No. And so he came to my show in February when I was here. And she told me this whole story. And he reached out to me online and he was like, can my mom and I come back? But can we sit in the same seats? Because I know I was okay in these seats. And last night we gave him the guitar. And this young man started to well up in a way that was like so humbling to me. Because you know what was important to me starting 2 years ago? I told Beth, I go, I might stop comedy. She said, why? And I said, I really want to make a difference. She said, I think you're making more of a difference than you know. People need comedy. People laughter. Need laughter.
Yeah.
Like
if I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I bet you up until these 2 years, Jay didn't know the difference he made in people's lives, right? As an inspirational figure or somebody, or as just his music speaking to people. And last night really was like one of those things where like my little dick jokes are making a difference for people. That yeah. was such a huge.
I think it's your ambient, your aura is healing also.
Oh, well, thank you.
So even though you're on stage talking about little dicks and stuff like that, you're still, people can take a break out of their lives mm-hmm. to just enjoy a moment. And you are doing that for them.
I also like, I love what I do.
Yeah.
I like being on stage. Last night was like, we brought this 70-year-old woman on stage. Oh, God. It was her birthday, and I gave her a bag of weed.
Oh.
And she was like, I'm smoking this with my family tonight. And I was like, all right. I said, all right. Yeah, it was just a fucking good time. We are having such a good time.
And how many more shows do you guys have? You're still touring right now,
yeah.
right? Is he with you?
He meets me in Charlotte this weekend.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, damn it, you should have brought him.
I'm selling at my age.
Yeah.
Selling more tickets than I ever have.
Aww.
And I think it goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning. I'm just grateful for it.
Yeah.
And the universe is like, cool, here's some more.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm still grateful. And they're like, yeah, open yeah. your mouth. I'm
keep gonna being some. Grateful.
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. But now my oldest son has been coming around with me, and my daughter and I are doing this thing online where I've never put makeup on anybody. So she sent me a picture. She was like, I want you to make my face look like this.
Yeah.
And so we're doing these makeup tutorials with me putting, I didn't know you're supposed to use a sponge.
Oh, yeah.
I was using my whole hand like this.
For what it's worth, I still do the hand yeah. method too, okay?
I was like matting her on the face. Yeah. She's like, you're like a monkey. Like, what are you doing? But the whole family is like, it's such a, I feel so blessed.
It's
man.
Just like a fucking, you guys are kind of like a Partridge Family. Like
yeah.
everybody's got a personality. Everybody's got a part that they play.
100%.
I love that.
Yeah, 100%. I'm having more fun. And you know what? Like, I thought I'd be done by now.
No, you got a lot of life in you, Josh.
For an old dude?
You're not old. Listen, your words are spells. And you have to stop saying that.
I'm crispy and young.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, there's a fucking thing.
Spells.
They are. They have. There's a thing I have on my phone where I was getting into this rut where I was always saying I'm old. I'm old. I'm old. You all right over there?
Yeah, dude, I'm starting to think of all the spells I've cast on myself in the last 2 days.
Yeah, you got to be really careful.
Was my
careful.
Face frozen like that? I'm sorry, I was blown away for a second.
Yeah, no, you got to be really careful with what you say because the universe picks it up. And you're not old. You're fucking literally on fire right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, dude, not old. Young and spry. Fucking got a big dick.
Not spry.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Come on, universe.
Very spry
yeah,
in the
is
tent.
It too late for the big dick part?
Yeah. Watch that motherfucker that grow. Works. Watch that shit in your tent tonight and watch it grow, buddy.
Yo, I know gravity's working on my nuts. It's not working on my dick quite as right. well. This old man nut thing, by the way, I never saw it coming. I did because I've been in a locker room with old dudes.
Right.
And you're like,
how old are you, Josh?
I'm 53.
You don't even look 53. I was thinking you were like 45.
I'm 53.
Okay. Well, you don't look 53.
Yeah. I feel I did the last time I was on your podcast.
Yeah.
I looked 53.
Well, you weren't feeling good.
But I feel like, yet. But I think Beth keeps me young.
Yeah. Well, she's a hottie.
I'm not going to tell you how, but she's older than me.
Is she?
Yeah.
God, she's beautiful.
Fucking. She is such a smoke show.
It's crazy. There's she looks young.
Some mornings when she'll wake up, she's like, are you staring at me? I'm like, I can't believe you're still here. Ah. Like, who are you? I can't believe you're still here. She is and smart and the kindest.
She really is.
The kindest
she's
person.
She's so accepting. That's the, when I first met her, I didn't feel any judgment from her. And normally when I meet wives, that's the first thing I feel. And she was just so loving and so just was like, hey, buddy. And I was just like, I love her.
Do you know what she said to me when we were driving home from that night? Uh-uh. She said, this is exactly what she said. She said, she is such a nice person.
Oh.
And I was like, how do you get that? She was like, I know what people think, but she's like a kind nice person. And I was like, are you sure?
Does no. Does Beth want to make out too?
Yeah. I was like, do you need a tent session together? Beth is not a drug person at all.
Yeah, me either. So it's even talking about drugs makes me verklempt.
Do you?
That might be why I'm having anxiety too.
But here's what's crazy about both of you.
Yeah.
Is that you're both accepting of who your husbands are and that you're going to do some drugs and like,
yeah.
Do you know?
Well, yeah. No, for sure. I mean, I'm never going to change who my husband is.
No.
You know, like even the bad parts of him, I still loved. He changed those parts on his own, you know? So it's like, I think when you just love somebody, it's like, you know, do what you got to do, baby. Whatever makes you feel good.
That's exactly. I asked her once. I was like, do you mind me getting high? And she was like, do you like getting high? And I said, I do. And she said, then I like you being high.
Yeah.
If it was something you didn't like, I would be like, no, I don't like it. But you like it for you.
Yeah.
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 And it's better than being shit-faced drunk
or shooting up heroin
toes. Not that I've ever done that. No.
I know a few people who have actually.
That's the one thing I tried coke because I was confident I was gonna love it.
Coke's a gross drug and everybody has skid marks in their underwear that does it. Like,
what's happening?
Coke makes you have to instantly shit.
Yeah.
So the minute you do a line of coke, you're taking a dump.
Yeah,
you got skid mark draws.
Ecstasy too.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
It's funny that's an interesting, that's what you associate with cocaine.
Yeah.
It's
well, I've done enough. I've done enough eight balls in my life to know.
Now, did you like coke?
No, but I would get shit-faced drunk on Xanax and then I would need to come up.
Right.
So I would do blow.
I did meth once by accident.
Oh, God.
I thought it was coke. So my buddy was like, I got us some coke. And then I did a line and I was like, man, that burns a lot. Maybe I should try the other nostril just in case. I thought maybe it was this nostril and not the drugs that I had just done. I was like, this nostril is a little raw. Let me hit this other one. Can I tell you how meth makes people look terrible? Can you?
It makes you feel terrible.
I had this thin. Can I tell you how I know I look bad? We went to a strip club and I asked a woman for a dance and she straight up said, no. And I was like, whoa, what? Yeah. What? How bad? And I told my buddy, he was like, you are a sweaty mess, dude. I go, what? He was like, you have like sweat
a
on
film.
Your, yeah, you have like a thin, and you're doing this with your jaw, and you have a bead of sweat on your nose. Nobody's giving you a fucking dance.
Nasty. Yeah.
You're drinking gin and tonic like
an
old man.
Meth is bad. I had a little bout with meth too. I almost lost a hand because of doing meth.
Why a hand?
Well, I was getting tattooed by my tattoo artist in a garage.
Yeah. This is a great.
It wasn't a real tattoo artist. We were smoking meth.
Oh, was the tattoo guy smoking meth too?
Yeah.
Probably.
And I told him, I was so high, I told him to go deeper while he was tattooing me, and he did. And it ended up causing a severe infection in my entire arm, and I almost lost my arm because of it.
Yo, first bad choice is having the dude giving the tattoo.
Doing meth. I know.
Yeah.
My life is a fucking fuck show.
That is, and second
bad sign. And now I can't even, now I literally can't talk about my childhood without having to have a cold Fiji water bottle. But I used to smoke meth in garages with fucking people who were not even certified to do tattoos. Like, tell me life is not a circle. It's a huge, cruel joke, really.
Do you... Your life seems like it's, there's been so much.
Oh yeah, a lot.
Do you ever, are there times where you remember a story you're like, I can't believe I just remembered this?
Oh yeah, all the time.
All the time, right?
Literally, like even while I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm like, good Lord, how did I fucking get through that?
That garage meth tattoo is like a great reality show.
Oh no.
I would love to see some dude do a fucking bump of meth and be like, let's tattoo.
Oh, no.
I'd be like,
we weren't toot skiing. We were smoking it.
Ooh.
Yeah, the old glass dragon.
The glass dick is something also, I felt like I would never do that, but I'd snort it. Like somehow I was better.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That's for addicts.
That's how I felt. I was like, I'm saving the cartilage in my nose, but I'm crystallizing my lungs, you know? Like the rationale that you have when you're in addiction is just crazy.
I will tell you the one thing, the reason I hated Coke is Coke made me sit in a corner and shut up.
Yeah. No, that's what it'll do. I didn't, or rock back and forth.
I didn't chat it up at all. Mm-mm. Oh yeah, the fucking. Can I tell you? I interviewed Bill Gates once.
Wow.
And he.
Rocks.
Rocked.
It could be a trauma response.
It was one of the first things I noticed that I was like, "Oh, this dude is rocking," and I caught myself kind of.
Rocking like,
is this what we're doing together, dude? Are we best
friends? We just became best friends. You got to rock with Bill Gates, yeah, literally.
Well, I lived in Seattle at a time when, so Kurt Cobain had, I lived down the street from him when he shot himself. And I had a New York license. It was on Leschi. And I couldn't get to my house because they were like, you need to show that you, and I had a New York license, so I had to park and walk down to my house. Well, we used to see him out by that lake in the summer in a trench coat. And I was like, this dude is not
healthy.
But it was at a time when, like, you would see the guys from Alice in Chains stopping in at bars and singing. It was such a crazy...
Back in the good old days.
It was a crazy time to be in Seattle with that music. Mm-hmm. I was... You know, Courtney Love held like a huge vigil.
Mm-hmm, yep.
After he passed, and said the fucking craziest. We were all like, "What's happening?"
Well, I mean, she was probably on fucking had just done a speedball.
Yeah, but what an amazing time being up in Seattle at the time. I remember I have a picture where and when I look at it now, I was wearing flannel, but I also had flannel tied around my waist.
Yeah. I still rock that look.
Do you go
with
double flannel?
Jacket.
Yeah.
I'll still rock it.
I was overalls, no shirt underneath with one thing.
Yep, did that too.
Undone? Yep. You probably had a shirt underneath?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
A little bra, possibly, yes.
Do you know, when I first started doing stand-up, I thought, I need to dress so people remember me. So I had a fedora... And a vest.
Not the fedora.
And a vest with a t-shirt under the vest and a black leather motorcycle jacket with a ponytail and bangs.
Oh my God. Yo, Josh Wolf with bangs.
It was like the worst Color Me Bad cover. Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of boy band. Why is he wearing that? It was the worst. I'm going to show you this picture.
I need to see it.
I kind of, because I also had this long. I have very Jewy hair.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. How'd you do the bangs with that?
So when it's wet, I used to trick myself. I'm like, I look like a professional wrestler. Do you know what I mean? And then when it dried up, it
the
looked
like. The old Jerry curl.
Yeah. It's exactly. So glow. Right? Yeah. And it was wet and looked. I was like, I look sexy as fuck. And then it dried up and it was like a squirrel's
like
nest.
Like Bob Ross.
Yeah. That's exactly yeah. That tight Jew curl oh, is my not goodness. A good look.
That is hilarious.
But I early on, I've always worn a hat on stage.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like your signature.
I remember my first couple episodes of Chelsea, I wasn't wearing a hat. And I'd known her for a long time. And she said to me, "Where's your hat?" And I go, "It's TV. I'm not, I thought I wasn't supposed to have a hat." And by the way, this is one of the things that I truly love about her.
Yeah, Chelsea Handler, by the way. Guys.
She said, "I don't like your face without the hat." And I was like, cool.
Chelsea will tell you like it is, and she does not care.
Can I tell you, there was a point in time in my life when I was working on her show where I was 192 pounds of not good 192. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking up the stairs in front of her. And I'll tell you, so some people like this, some people don't. Mm-hmm. But I do like this from friends. Like,
right.
What I want from my friend is an honest.
Absolutely, yeah.
Who else am I going to get it from?
Right.
I don't need strangers' opinion.
You don't need yes men.
No, I need, and I'm walking upstairs. And I hear from behind me, "Your ass is gross."
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And I said, "What?" She was like, "When did your ass get so big?" And I was kind of huffing and puffing up the stairs. She was like, "You need to get your shit in shape." And I fucking the next day, I was like, "You are right." I looked in the mirror. I'm like, "Oh, yeah." I asked Beth, I'm like, am I bigger? She was like, "It happens so gradually."
Yeah.
I see you every day.
Yeah.
So I don't, but Chelsea was like, "Something wrong has happened. Let's remedy."
She's like, "Let's shape it up, buddy.
Let's fix that shit up.
All wrap around. Let's go."
I am 100%. There's a friend of mine who I've known forever, and he's in a tough spot in his life. And we had a Zoom with a bunch of other friends. And I said, "We got to tell him this. And my friends were like, their attitude was like, "It's his life and I don't want him to be mad at us." And I said, "All right, I'm outvoted, but I want all of you to know if I'm fucking up in my life, this is why we're so close. I expect to hear from one of you motherfuckers."
Absolutely.
"And if I don't, I'm going to question what this relationship is."
That's what friends are about. What's the point of having a friend group if somebody's not going to tell you when you're fucking up?
Sometimes you can't see outside of your own.
Yeah. Mimi's had to tell me a couple times, like, "Hey man, reel it back in."
But
you know,
respect that from somebody. Mm-hmm. And here's another thing. It's not something mean you're doing. You care enough about her to be like, "Hey, I care about you. I think this is a bad move for you."
Yeah.
Ultimately, absolutely. You're going to make whatever decision you want, but this is what friends do.
Yeah. Yeah.
My that friend group, I was like, "You guys, this is not a good look for us."
Well, you should probably just tell them, "Hey, look, I'm going to tell him."
I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah. He did not receive it well.
Oh. That's probably why they didn't want to tell him then.
Yeah.
Now we know why.
He's not talking to me anymore. But
he will, though. When the world circles back around, he'll come back around.
At the end of the day, though, again, like we go back to what we were saying, not up to me.
Right.
But I know that in my conscience, I did the right thing.
Yeah.
I did the right thing.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, everything, life and how you talk to people is all about intention. So if you intended on going to him to help him, that's all you needed to do.
I agree.
You know, you didn't have any bad intentions behind what you were doing. So.
Yeah, I mean, intention is so important for, like, I know a lot of people think they think outcome.
Yeah. But
if you start with intent, outcome's gonna.
Yeah, absolutely
eventually find its way there. I mean, look at this place.
Yeah, no, we're growing and glowing. That's what I say.
I mean, that furry wall is like...
We're going to let you go back over to the furry wall.
Because there's mushrooms on the furry wall.
Let's talk about what does the rest of 2023 have in store for you?
Well, we're selling out theaters now.
Crazy. So proud of you.
Selling out theaters now. I'm just like so blown away. It is close to emotional when I think about where I am, the ups and downs. People telling me a couple years ago, basically, you should start doing something else.
You should retire.
You're at an age where no, you're not going to get new fans. There aren't going to be. And like, so this is, it's just very emotional for me.
Yeah.
Almost every night.
Because you're so grateful.
I am so incredibly grateful for the whole journey, for the ups and the downs.
Yeah.
But 2023 is just, honestly, I have some incredibly huge things brewing.
Anything we can talk about? A little hint, a little exclusive.
So I'm putting something together. You know, the key in this business a lot of times is to be first. Mm-hmm. First to market, first. We're putting something together with a couple of friends of mine and some money people that is going to, I think, change things for comedians in general.
I love that. I love that you're always helping others along your way.
I think it's so important.
Mm-hmm. My husband does that too.
When you to see people who don't reach back, I'm like, what are we?
Yeah.
Well, why not?
Selfishness.
But like, it's not going to affect yours,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so 2023 is just Jacob and I on the road. Mm-hmm. My oldest son will be coming on the road also.
Yay. So Jacob's your second youngest. Oh, he's your youngest. Okay, gotcha.
And just more I'm leaning in because I love it to the stuff with my family.
I love it. It's working though. That's the beauty of it. You're doing what you want to do for the first time and what you're loving more than anything ever in the world.
Yes.
And it's working.
I'm putting out, you know how I like to write those songs.
Yes.
I'm putting out an album called Songs My Wife Used to Love. So all of her favorite songs, I'm changing the words to.
Yeah.
And she fucking hates it, which I love. If you're married to somebody and you don't bother them.
Right.
That's one of my favorite things to do. I have this long eyebrow that she hates.
Mm-hmm.
And so we lay in bed and I'll look at it and I'll twirl it. She's like, I fucking hate that eyebrow so much. I'm like a supervillain, right? She's like, I fucking hate that. But like, so this album, ton of fun. I got a residency in Vegas.
No, wait a second. How could you not tell me that first and foremost?
Okay, so you know the show that I was doing down here that Jelly did with me a couple times, the Bonanza Extravaganza, which was like comedy. We did first-time comics. We did music. We did a lot of improv stuff. It was like a show. I'm taking that Nashville version and I'm bringing it to Vegas. So
that's
gonna have a very
so amazing
Vegas.
Where?
It's starting at Kimmel's Comedy Club.
Okay. Oh, I didn't even know he had a comedy club.
It's starting there, so we can really build what the show is. Right. It's called Josh Wolf's Fantastical Jamboree.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna come see it.
Oh, it's so much. It's every Monday. It's like we did the first one last month. And man, this show is going to be
something special.
Fucking. Because you know what it is? It's just fun.
Good. And people can feel that when you're on stage and you're working, if it's work and that's how you feel about it, people can feel that. But because you're going on stage and you're just having a blast with your friends, like everybody else feels like they're having a blast too, right along with you.
Listen, the leopard pants I wore last night. I almost brought them today.
I wish you would.
They're in the car.
No, it's okay. Okay, we'll see them.
But the leopard pants are like, I've really started, Beth is like, you know, your stage clothes have started to bleed into real life. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, you know, you wore a fur coat for real to dinner.
You're not
night.
Method acting anymore.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, was that a red suit you wore out? I'm like, yeah, I like it with the white shoes. She was like, yeah. But so I am just really embracing fun. And that's what 2023 is.
I love that. Where can people buy tickets?
ComedianJoshWolf.com for tour dates.
ComedianJoshWolf.com.
I have a show on YouTube. that I do with my youngest son called Family Tussle, where we do terrible things to each other. they have the makeup tutorial on YouTube. My YouTube channel is really where you can find everything you need to find about me. But comedianjoshwolf.com for tour dates. And yeah, man, I'm just so grateful to be here and for you to have me back on. And
Josh, thank you so much for coming, and thank you for allowing me to, a space to have a panic attack in the middle of your
fucking amazing.
That better get views on TikTok. I didn't go through hell just for nothing. No, I'm just kidding.
I half expected you to just start pouring the bottle on your head.
Listen, it almost got there. Okay, when I have panic attacks, I hop in the shower and they literally get rid of them.
Cold bath it and cold shower?
So I cold shower it, but I want to start doing cold plunges. So
too much of a pussy. I like that cryo.
Yeah, I haven't done cryo yet.
I love cryo.
Yeah,
but the cold bath, I'm so much of a, I put my foot in, I'm like, you know what, I'm healthy. I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good without that part of this part of the health thing.
I think I love it because of my anxiety is so severe that I need something to shock me. I need something to kind of like jolt me to like be back in my body instead of being out of my body.
Have you tried self-hypnosis at all?
I have not. What does that entail?
Well, so the anxiety thing, I've read a lot about. You should read a lot about the self-hypnosis.
I will.
Where you can rewire your brain through self-hypnosis. Hmm. And there's, you can have somebody, you can hire somebody to guide you. There are apps where you can guide you. But I've been reading a lot about it. It's like meditation plus. You're using the tools of hypnosis to help rewire. But it's fascinating stuff. I would read about it. Because
I'll fucking wake up clucking like a chicken and
hilarious
shit.
Hilarious. If you start speaking French, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, just wake up a whole new fucking persona, dude. If I did something like that by myself, that's probably what would happen. I'll wake up like what's his name? Macho Man Randy Savage one day.
If you woke up like, ooh, get her brother. Yeah. I would fucking, your voice changed. You're like, how?
And Jay's, poor Jay has just stuck with me.
Dude, he would call me like, dude, what did you do? I didn't think she was gonna start talking like the Taco Bell dog. That's not what I thought was gonna happen.
Like Spuds McKenzie. Yeah. And shit.
Oh, good reference. Holy shit.
Dude, do we even remember Spuds McKenzie? Nobody remembers. You do?
Well, that dog is
so cute.
That
you
that
don't remember
shape of the head. You don't remember gosh. Spuds McKenzie?
He was like the dog that had the red circle around his eye. He was the bull terrier.
What about the Taco Bell dog? I do know that
one. Yo quiero.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yeah, yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yeah, that was also a good one. My dog shits on trees. He puts his asshole up against the tree, and it sticks. He shits on trees. He doesn't shit on the grass. He shits on trees or on top of bushes. But
what kind of dog is it? How tall is he?
He's half pit, half American bulldog.
Okay, so he's a big guy.
So he presses his asshole up against the tree. And so when it leaves, it's just this piece of shit hanging off of the tree. And you're like, it's so...
Gives a new meaning to dingleberry,
it's
right?
It's such a weird thing. You know, the tree's like, yo, 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 yo. Shit. Can't you shit on the bottom? You're shitting. And then he likes, like, on a cactus in the desert, he likes to shit on the cactus.
He doesn't get a prickle in his butt?
He hovers over.
Oh.
He hovers over and, like, drop a fucking cherry on top of the cactus. And he'll just like walk away like, here you go. Go ahead, pick that up.
Like, has he been like that since he was a puppy?
Since we got him, he shit on bushes, shit in. And I only made the mistake once. I was like, I'm going to reach in the bush.
Oh, no.
And one of the little things made a hole. So I had a little poop on my finger.
Oh, no.
And that's something that mentally like lived with me for like 3 months. Every time this hand came close to my face, I was like, nope. I wouldn't even masturbate with my right hand anymore. I'm like,
can't.
I'm not. No.
Little fucking pink eye, stink eye for the pink eye. You don't want to do that, buddy.
Yeah, dude. You don't want to get dog pink eye. That is a stink eye,
no,
pink eye.
Oh, God.
No,
that would
but
be terrible.
Your dog doesn't shit on the bushes?
No. But Chachi literally doesn't have to scrunch because his butthole's so big. So Chachi's normally here, too. And
does he have a big butthole?
He's got the biggest cratery butthole I've ever seen on a dog. I mean, he's the most beautiful dog, and he turns around and he's all asshole. And literally, all he has to do is just stand. He stands and shits. He doesn't have to hunch over because his butthole's so wide and so big that it just plops out.
That is a, so no, he's got no hemorrhoids. It's just no. Effortless.
No, and he's crazy. He does not, he knows he has a big butthole. So
he shits like a vegan. It just comes right out.
Literally. He does not let anybody touch his asshole either. This dog, every time we take him to the vet, he tries to bite them every time they touch his asshole.
Yeah.
If you try to touch his asshole, he will fight you.
He hasn't had the right finger yet. That's what I learned. I was like him when I was younger. And then I was like, that's what it's about.
Like a finger in the asshole?
Yeah.
All the time or just every now and then?
No, every now and then.
Is it stroking your G-spot or just penetration?
It's the G-spot.
Yeah.
And it's also,
do you do
like,
it yourself?
No, because I tried once and I started to laugh. Oh, I was like, This is funny. My finger's in my butthole right now. Like, do you know what I mean?
Like, you were so horny just jacking off one time and you were like.
And then I stopped. I was like, I can't. And now what am I going to do with this? Do you know what I mean?
Yep, you can't put the old stink on the pink. Nope.
No, I just can't do it to myself. I can't get past the funny. Because here's what I start to think about as a comic. Yeah. This has got to look so funny.
Right.
Like if Beth walked in right now, first of all, she would be like, we're done with that finger.
Yeah.
Like you're going to have to use something else. But like for me also, like, yeah, I don't like to do it myself. And for her, like, I don't like anything all the time.
Right. No, it gets monotonous.
We're doing this together. So there are some things where I'll be like, we'll both decide. We're not going to do that for a couple months.
Right.
So when we do it again.
Yeah.
Like it's like,
it makes it fun and exciting.
Yeah.
But do you feel like you ejaculate harder from that? Because like, that's the whole reason why people get their G-spot stimulated.
I don't know if it's because of the G-spot or because it's like, we're doing this fun new thing again.
Right.
And it's not my finger.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where I'm like, you got to go wash your finger. That's not.
This is not no dirty Sanchez's.
Oh, not in our house. No dirty. Although, look, man, I'm not against playing jokes like that on each other.
You know what? I told you about the Big Mac story. I did it one time. Do you remember the Big Mac story?
Yes.
I swiped my friend's asshole and it smelled like Big Mac and I fucking would go and stick it under people. Like that's the last time I ever credit carded in anybody's butthole, no filter. Because you never know what people's butthole. You really know a lot about a person by the way their butthole smells.
So if you ask Jacob Wolf a story, okay?
Oh no.
We were at my daughter's it was a recital for like her. She was in high school.
Yeah.
And a woman sat in front of us. Jeans, big booty, no underwear.
Nice.
Asshole. What? Like it was, so it was coming down. And Jacob, and it was me, Jacob, and Beth. And Beth looks at both of us and she goes, did one of you fart?
Oh, and I was like, no.
And I go, Jake, you fart? And he was like, no. And then Jacob just goes, and I was like, you think that's her butthole? And every time she would move, a waft of asshole would just come up.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, these are the worst seats in the house. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I would have probably moved or complained.
Who complained to her? Who washed your asshole? Who am I
complaining
to? Who am I complaining
to? Move,
to?
Like,
hey, excuse me, usher?
Come, let her waft.
Yeah, do you have a wipe?
Can you? No.
Right? And so like.
How can you not smell that though? I'm sorry, if anything on me smells, I know it.
Especially your asshole.
Yeah, asshole has a specific smell.
I hope it's the only thing on your body that smells like that.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? If you're like, is that your mouth or your asshole? You've made some bad life choices.
Yeah. No, for sure.
If I can't tell the difference between your asshole and your mouth, we can't be friends.
No, it's a weird thing. It is a weird thing. But I mean, like, how could you go out in public and not know that you can waft in it yourself?
That's the thing. Like, the no underwear is a choice I'm happy if you want to make.
Right.
But like, if your asshole's hanging out of your pants, you've got to take extra special care.
Yeah. Especially if you've got a big ass because no air gets in there. So when the air does hit.
Yeah, dude. It snuck out.
No offense to our big booty Judys, but.
No, but it's crazy. My Jacob's girlfriend nicknamed my dog Big Booty Judy.
The one who shits on trees.
Yes, dude. The one who shits on trees. He is fucking bananas. He also. You know,
fitting for the family, though.
You did not warn me about the coyotes in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere.
And not scared.
No.
And healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
healthy looking.
Yeah. Oh, they don't go without food. That's for sure. Dude, they eat dogs. They eat fucking everything. Yeah.
In LA, they're very methy looking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're mangy and they run sideways.
Oh, no, they're the elite in Vegas.
Yo, they look like that dog Balto. You know what I mean? They we had, he and I, and my dog's not small.
Yeah.
There was a coyote following us.
Wow, he was stalking you guys.
So we were out, you know, there's a place called the Nevada Power Lines, which is, right? We were out walking there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the first times I was out there. And I was high and I was looking around. And there was this coyote walking behind us. So I stopped. And in L.A., if you go, ha, they'll run away. And I went, ha. And he looked at me like, chew, motherfucker. You got a cold, ha, chew? You okay? like, and I threw a rock at him and he didn't budge.
No, they don't care. If once they lock their eyes on something, too, he'll probably like stalk wherever you are.
We went back the next day, not thinking. And there were three of them.
Oh, he went and got the homies.
That's right, dude. That's fucking right.
We got the homies.
We have them back.
Yeah, no. They were looking for trouble.
Yeah, dude. And you know who doesn't want trouble high at 7 in the morning?
No.
This guy.
Or Big Booty Judy.
Big Booty Judy thinks he wants some of
that. Oh, he does?
Oh, fuck yeah. No. He's like, I think I could take him. I'm like, no, bro.
No.
You get fed in a bowl every morning.
Yeah.
Do you know
These
what I mean?
These motherfuckers have to fight for their scrappings. Yeah.
You, dude, I rub your belly to put you to sleep at night, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Literally.
These dudes are not, they don't need...
I love that. Josh, I love every time you come on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I can't wait to have you back in another. Let's do another year. Let's don't do another 2 years.
I would love to.
Got
to
bring the family.
I will bring. I mean, there's enough seats here.
Well, by the time you come back, we're going to have another studio and it's going to be bigger.
Bigger?
Your words are spells. Yes.
But words are spells. That's right. I'm young with a big dick.
Yeah. Yes. We got to give you enough time to rub the furry wall over here too.
Oh yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. He literally this whole podcast has been looking over at the wall.
I keep looking over like this. It looks so luscious.
I love you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm so proud of you. I really am. You say you're proud of Jay and I. I'm so proud of you. Just watching your growth, your health, your journey, just your generosity and your genuineness also is just always such a breath of fresh air.
Thank you. That means so much to me. And I want to tell you something. I am at a point in my life where I'm not deflecting compliments. I'm receiving that.
Yay, good.
And so thank you so much for saying that. That means a lot to me. I appreciate you very much.
I love it. That's what, you know what? We all need to take a page out of Josh Wolf's book. I love that. I feel like you dropped a lot of wisdom today.
I did shrooms last night.
Yeah.
So that's
all right, everybody, go do fucking shrooms, get in your tents, and let me know how it goes.
Let me know how the tent sessions go, everybody.
I'll see you. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Dumb Blonde. I will see you guys next week. Bye.